Good morning, everybody. We're taking a break here from Open Line this morning, as joining us on the phone from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals, not 100% sure who we have, but is it Brad or Becky with us this morning?
It is Becky.
Hey, good morning. Becky. I kind of figured it was you. I just wasn't quite 100% sure. But but again, it's good to have you on this morning. Definitely always look forward to talking to you guys every week. And I hope you've had a good week so far.
We have had a very good week. We've got three great adoptions to talk
about. Yay! Let's talk about those adoptions. Those are always the happy stories. I love hearing about adoptions.
We do. We love, and especially with the three that I'm going to talk about. We've got the first one that got adopted. We named him Buddy. I don't know what the new owners will be calling him, but this kind of is a sweet story. He was, we don't know where he came from, but he was out in the cold during the cold period, very shy. This lady just kept working with him and coaxing him closer, gaining that trust, and finally got him to where he would come to her. So she brings him out to the shelter to make sure that it isn't someone's dog that is lost. And he's so timid that she came out the last two weekends and just sat in this kennel with him, just sat with him. Brought him toys, brought him treats, just kept building that trust, and our fingers were crossed that maybe she would decide that she would adopt him, and she did. And he's on his way to the vet this morning to be fixed so he can go home to his new home. And
yay, I love hearing adoption stories. Makes me happy.
And she's a lovely lady. I mean, no kidding, she was sitting there for like an hour and just talked to him and pet him, and the weekend I was working, she brought him in the treats and she brought him in the toy, and but she just wasn't sure if it was going to work out. But like I said, it did, because you talk about a dog that's going to be loyal. Oh my goodness, he is going to adore her from this point on because of the bond that they have. So that's the first great one I have. The second one, we had a dog my dog's barking. I'm sorry.
they're wanting to be on the radio too. They're like, hey, we want on too. We want some air time.
She's with shelter dogs. That's why she's saying, yeah, it's a great place. I'm glad I'm not there, but it's a great place. And so then we have another dog, Chewy, that we've had with us for quite some time. And Chewy was adopted this week. So see, that's another one. We know the right person comes along, it'll work out. And then the last one we have was a very pretty, brown, timid guy. His name was Ace. And again, you know, sometimes these timid dogs get overlooked because people come look at him and think, well, you know, what's the deal? He's not friendly. But honestly, it's something's happened that has made them not be as trustful as others.
Right. So it takes some time to build that up.
And then people look at him and think, but honestly, as I said, those are usually the ones that are just more loyal than you can possibly imagine because of the bond. So
exactly.
Three great adoptions, three dogs that obviously started off life not in the best situation, and now they're in their forever homes. And the first one, I don't know who adopted the last brown one, but I know it's a good adoption. But that first one just thrilled me to death because the fact that I was there and I could see the interaction. So I was tickled when I said to Brad, okay, let's talk about adoptions. Hey, remember Buddy? And I said, yeah. So anyway, all good.
Hey, we got to have a round of applause on that one. Yes. So there we go. All right, so there we go.
Oh, very good. So anyway, so we had some adoptions this week. I wanted to kind of remind everyone that the great deal of food that came in after our plea for food, that remember we talked about how much came in. So when I was speaking to Brad, I said, okay, can you give me an idea of what we've gone through since this last week? Okay, so this last week we've gone through 150 pounds of food for just the big dogs. That doesn't even include the puppy chow.
Right.
So I just, you know, we still have food, but it's amazing how quickly we go through it. But the dogs are getting like four cups a day because, you know, they get fed twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
They're large dogs. So
they got to have that food to match match their size and energy. Yeah. So
right. And you think about a 50-pound bag, you know, he said three bags. Well, that's 150 pounds. So I said, well, good. I kind of want to kind of remind people that when we do run out of food, you know, there's reason why. I mean, we go through it so quickly.
Right.
And
And they've probably been really active this week since it's been so nice outside. They've probably been out and running and burning energy, and that makes them just as hungry again. So
And you know, they did get out this week, and it was wonderful. So the puppy chow, thank goodness for the puppy chow, because we do have lots of puppies. We've had some puppies come in since we last spoke. So we will, some of them are ready for today. It'll be another week or so before the rest of them will be available, because he's still doing the vaccinations and the worming on the new ones. But puppy chow was very, very much appreciated, because springtime has arrived at the shelter, I'm afraid. And if anyone is interested and wants to bring something out, kitty litter. We are low on kitty litter, so that's just a given. I mean, people all just know that I'm always going to say, we need kitty litter.
Exactly, because kitties don't stop pooping, to say the least. They definitely need that litter to help keep those bins clean.
Keep them clean and healthy. Keep the shelter, maybe not, you know. I mean, we smell like a shelter. You can't help it when you have that many animals. But we do our very best to keep it clean and sanitized. But it's just the way it is. Brad said he was somewhere over the weekend, and he visited a humane society in another community. And he came back, and he said, you know, we've got a good facility here. He said, it just makes me feel so good when I come back and just see how we... And the board, you know, we've got a nice, our volunteer board that we have, and we support the shelter, and we try to do what we can. He said it just always makes him feel good when he comes back to realize what we've got going on in Coffeyville. So
absolutely.
I've always thought that, too, that it's a wonderful facility, and I'm very thankful for it. So.
No, you guys absolutely do a great job, and we appreciate the work that you guys do out there. So, again, let's go ahead, though, and get started talking about all the great animals out there. We did gatos. Actually, we started with dogs last week, so let's start with the gatos, the cats, this week.
Yes. Remember, I almost forgot them, and you went, whoa.
It's like, hey, we need to talk about El Gato.
Yeah, what about those little kitters out there? So we do, and we have some, we also have some kittens that are not quite available yet. It's kind of like the puppy.
Yeah, not ready yet, yeah.
Right, so we do have more kittens than I'm going to be speaking about, but these are kind of the same names that I've had, so they sound familiar, but that's okay. Maybe it'll spark an interest here. We've got Span. Stick was adopted, so we still have Span. She's by herself, and she needs at home. She's a gray and black tabby, about 4 months old, and she's one of our little kittens that loves the toys. She loves to play with the toys, and she loves people. When they come in, she likes to, you know, talk to them and interact with them. Now, Midnight is our neutered male. He's a short-haired. He's black in color. He's a sweet guy, but he's a little bit more quiet and not as as vocal as the other. He's more of the laid back, I'm going to sit on your lap type of kitty cat.
What I would like. So.
Kind of your favorite.
Yeah.
And then we have the three girls, the jewels of the group. We have Glitz, Diamond, and Jewel. They're from the same litter. They are all three tiger striped, about 4 months old. That's just kind of their description, I guess. Those three really look like sisters. And then you have Ralph, the brother, and he's yellow in color. He looks nothing like his sisters.
He's just like, I'm over here. They're my sisters, but I don't look anything like him.
it happens. I get kind of tickled at some of these litters that come in, because you'll have three or four that you can tell they're litter mates, and then you've got this one guy that you're kind of going, but it happens. So that's kind of Ralph. He's just different and unique, and he is a yellow cat, as I said, a little yellow kitten, and he's got the little tufts of hair that stick out of the top of the tips of his hair, and that tail that comes up over his back with that little curl that just means mischief. You can tell he is just full of it, and he's beautiful. I mean, he's just one of those yellow, beautiful cats with the little tuft of hair. So those are the cats and kittens that Brad asked me to speak about, but as I said, there's more out there, just not quite ready to be announced, but it's coming. Okay, small dogs and puppies. Again, with the puppies, there's more out there. About a week, he said, kind of be looking for more. But we've got some real cute ones right now that are ready to go home. We've got Munch. He's a black lab mix, about 4 months old. He is the one that just jumps straight up, like 5 inches off the ground. He's let up. And he's lots of energy. He would love to.
He's like, look at me, look at me.
Yeah, look at me, look at me, and let's play catch, and let's go for a walk. So great personality. And then we have Ruby. It's a terrier mix. She's brindle with some white markings. She's about 4 years old. Problem with Ruby is the fact that she tested positive for heartworms, and that is something that must be treated for her health. And it's a kind of a lengthy thing and can be expensive. If you talk to your vet, I think you can work it out. But it's just something we want people to know if they're interested in Ruby, that she does have a little health condition that needs to be handled. But don't they all? I mean, if you honestly,
right,
you're a pet owner, you're going to have different issues that occur with your pet, and that's just part of ownership. We have Sherbert and Sobey. The heeler puppies, gosh, these are cute little guys. One's a male, one's a female, white with the red markings and spots. And the other day, he had just fed them. So they're walking outside, and their little bellies, you know how little puppy bellies stick out? I mean, it was hilarious. They were waddling outside, and I thought, oh, you guys are so cute. So if you're looking for a heeler pup, we have two, and it's the red markings. And then we have a litter that's also very sweet. They are a lab mix, Bo, Luke, and Daisy Duke. And they have been with us for about 2 weeks now. So they're not very old, about, oh, probably 13 weeks old now. They're lab mixes. They're two boys. They're all black, but Daisy's got the brown markings on her feet. And they are sweet puppies. I worked with them a little bit, and they're just sweet. You know how puppies are. They're not a bad puppy out there, except maybe when they want to chew and you're trying to housebreak.
And they're like, gnaw, I want to gnaw on something.
Yeah, that might be a puppy. You know, that's what training's all about. And then for the large dogs, we kind of have the same group, but it is a smaller list. That's always a good thing. We have got Trumbo, who's with us. He's sweet. He loves his peanut butter, and he's been featured on our Facebook page. We have Boog, who is a lab and husky mix. He's got a white on a brown nose, curly tail, has these small little ears that stick straight up. He's full of energy, and he's probably around 3 years old. Spooky, I love Spooky. He loves his toys, but he's very gentle with them. And he has a pink octopus that's one of his favorite, and then I took him out a toy that looks like a gray wolf or something, I don't know, but he just carries them around in his mouth, and he just enjoys them. But why he's called Spooky is because when he gets excited, his eyes kind of protrude out, so he looks like he's, you know, going boo, or he's been frightened. So he's unique in his looks, but he's a sweetheart, and we think he's probably a year old, and he is a lab mix. We have Lindy and Bindi. They're sisters. They get along so well together. One is 5 years old. One is 4 years old. They're brown in color. The reason why they're with us is because they are hard to keep inside a fence. So that indicates to us that they just need some good exercise and good training, because they're great dogs. We feed them side by side. You know, there's no food aggression or anything. They just, as I said, they're both very sweet dogs. And Richie is a year and a half old. He's one of my favorites. He's the hound bird dog. He's just beautiful. He's white with some black markings and kind of has the tick markings through him. He's just a big old baby, and he needs a confidence boost. He's kind of timid, and he just needs someone to work with him, because he's great. Great on the leash, walks nicely, good dog. And we have Tyrone, who is an adorable little guy. He has the long body of like a dachshund or even a basset hound. I mean, that's just how long he is. But his head looks like a black lab, exactly like a black lab. His personality is precious. He's very sweet. He's not very high up off the ground. His legs are only about 5 inches. I mean,
got some little short legs, little stubby legs.
He is the most unique looking dog I think we've had. But the personality is—he is a doll, and I know someone.
And probably a sweetheart, isn't he?
He is. He truly is a sweetheart, and just so unique looking. I just don't know what the story is behind him. If anything, just come out and look at him. He's so cute. And we have Rocky. It's a German Shepherd Husky mix, about a year and a half old. He's already neutered. He's black with some brown markings. Now, since he's already neutered, if you come out and decide Rocky is your babe, then you can take him on that day, because he's already been fixed. And the last on the list is we have a blue heeler, about a year and a half old. He is Oh, that's okay. He's got one blue eye, you know, and one dark eye.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So he, therefore, red, they mean blue. But he is a good-looking dog, just different eyes, a year and a half old. So that's the crew that's available at this time, but we will have an ever-changing pictures to show on Facebook and talk about. But if anyone's interested, we are open every day except for Monday. We're there Tuesday through Sunday from 2 to 4 in the afternoons. We are asking to wear a mask. If we get too many people in, we might ask you to kind of, you know, wait your turn so that way we aren't getting too many people in at the same time. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. Facebook page, a lot of these animals will be featured on Facebook. You can contact Brad through Facebook if you want to make an appointment and just come in at a different time. And we're located across the street from the water waste treatment plant on the way to South Coffeyville.
Now, I know I cannot get a pet, but I have my kids next week. Is there a possibility that we can come out and just look at the animals,
absolutely,
let them see them?
Absolutely. And, you know, we have a lot of people that do that. They just want to come out and just look and just kind of get their pet fixed because, mm-hmm, like you, they can't have pets.
Right.
And we welcome people to come out. So that way you just come out and you can just walk through. We've got the kitten room and the puppy room, and then the large group room and where the big dogs are. But we welcome people to come out.
Okay, yeah. There's
no pressure to adopt.
Right. We'll probably head out there. We'll probably head out because, again, I get them on Sunday. So we'll probably head out there sometime next week. Just because my kids, they love animals. Back at home, they have three cats and a dog.
Oh,
so
boy.
So when they come here, I can't have any pets. So they kind of miss the animals. So we may stop by out there that way they can see the cats, maybe pet the cats and the dogs and all that good stuff.
We'd love it.
All right.
Come on out and you can see, and please make sure you go by and see our good-looking little dog that Tyrone, that's so odd.
No, I will have to see him. I want to see Tyrone.
I love him. I just do.
All right. Well,
yeah, you're welcome. Anytime. And that's, you know, anyone. That sometimes people just want to come out and sit and hold a kitten for a while.
Right.
I mean, and it's fine. It's just fine with us. So.
Absolutely. Well, again, Becky, thank you so much for calling in. We definitely appreciate it. And I'm off all next week, so I may see you guys all next week when I bring my kids out, just so they can see the animals and get get that pet fix while they're not at mommy's for a week.
Exactly.
So
we welcome.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much, Becky. You have a fantastic day.
You do the same.
All right.
Bye bye.
All right. Of course, that's Becky Barnhart with the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. They do a fantastic job out there, and I love hearing about the adoption stories. It's always good to hear those stories because, again, each and every one of those animals deserves a forever home. And if my landlord allowed me to have pets, I probably already have two cats by now. Let's be honest. We do need to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have more Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.